This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Back in 1901, the American president, Theodore Roosevelt, apparently said, "Comparison is the enemy of joy." So true, and just as true today, especially on social media. Social media platforms are robbing teens and adults of joy because we're always comparing ourselves to others. That's the findings of the Digital Me survey carried out by the Australian Psychological Society. Colette Smart's a psychologist, and she's a parenting expert who is across the latest survey findings. G'day, Colette.
Hi, Katrina.
Yeah, how are our teens using social media and how much time are they spending on it?
Well, what the survey found is that teens are logging on multiple times a day. That's no surprise to any of us. But most days of the week, so if we break it down, really what they said is teens are using social media platforms about 5 to 9 times in a day. Some of them actually say they're even going on 50 times a day. Snapchat seemed to come out as the most popular in terms of logging on about 9 times a day. Instagram was about 7 times a day, but that could, you know, that was the lowest end. Some were 40 times a day.
Oh, wow.
But really what some of them are saying is that when they log on to those sites, they're spending around half an hour each time they are on Instagram or Facebook or Snapchat. And the total average time was about 3.3 hours on social media every day. And then YouTube was very popular, so that came in about 1 in 14 spend more than half an hour on YouTube every time they log on. And they're logging on about 6.6 times in a day, almost every day. And then, again, some are saying they log in up to 50 times a day. So that's quite a lot of hours. If you're looking at half an hour to an hour each time they log on, that's a huge chunk of your day.
This sounds a bit harsh, Colette, but it really seems like a waste of a life to me to spend so much time just staring at a screen.
Yeah, I mean, we need to look at, you know, the benefits versus the, you know, the risks as well.
Okay.
But really, I think, you know, if we look at how adults are using it, adults are kind of close in some of the areas. Teens are saying they use their phones about 78% and adults about 54%. So adults are quite involved in their phones. Adults they use Instagram about half the time as teens do. Adults use Snapchat even less. But the biggest problem for me for adults and teens is that social media is really most commonly used before going to sleep. So adults are 2 in 5 adults are doing it, 3 in 5 teens.
Mm.
And then despite the research and we knowing that it's impacting our sleep, we seem to be ignoring this. And then the most common problem among Australians is it's the first thing we reach for in the morning as we wake up before greeting a person.
It's really funny how in this age of technology we're having to relearn the most basic things, like social media is affecting our ability to just talk to each other and just have basic social skills, and something as basic as sleep, which humanity has been doing for thousands of years. It's anyway,
interrupting.
Well, what about this whole issue of self-esteem? How is social media affecting the self-esteem of our young people?
Well, it's pretty huge. This Australian survey is actually in line with a UK survey that I've been quoting lately. So the Australian survey found about 2/3 of young people feel pressure to look good. A whole lot of them, almost half, feel like others are living the dream and they're not.
Mm.
3 out of 5 teens feel like they need to feel validated. So they actually get a sense of validation when someone likes or retweets something, and they feel really down when somebody doesn't respond to a post. And then we have a whole lot of teens feeling excluded when their friends put things online. Now, the UK study found, again, that it's affecting all sorts of mental health areas of our lives. And they found Instagram topped the list of the most negative impact reported by young people themselves.
Mm.
This, particularly women, they feel compared to others in their bodies, not being good enough. They just need to look perfect. So it is really exacerbating some of our mental health issues. Really what the report is saying is that parents are not monitoring. That was overwhelmingly came out on the report. And I find, in, anecdotally, in, with my parents that I work with, the teens that are doing well with social media, their parents are actually engaged and monitoring. And now, monitoring and talking is not the same as spying and stalking. You just have to be around, chat with your teens about their online life. Talk to them about the stats that say once you get over 2 hours of connecting on social media, that's when we see the poor mental health issues. Okay. It's okay to be connecting with your friends and your mates. Use the positives. YouTube actually came out in the UK study as a positive platform because young people can find help on there. They can have a laugh. They have things that lift their day. And then I think we need to model for our children. We can't say, don't look at your screen while you're talking to me, and then we do the same. And then get them out, make sure there's a balance, they're playing sport, and keep reiterating that the person in front of you that you're talking with is more important than the person that's on the screen. So always engaging with your day-to-day people, your peers, and use social media to enhance your relationship, just not replace them.
Yes. Oh, that's great advice, Colette. I love that. Thank you.
Just enjoy our times online as an added benefit.
Yeah, that's so true. And not let it take over your entire life.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a note to my husband. All right. I'm speaking with adolescent psychologist Colette Smart. We've been talking about issues thrown up by social media and particularly this new survey by the Australian Psychological Society. You can find Colette online at colettesmart.com.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.